Do you consider getting Anthony Weiner to resign your greatest accomplishment so far professionally? Are you tired of being affiliated with that?
Why would I be tired of being affiliated with that? That's fun.
So it's like a scalp.
Oh, yeah, it's totally a scalp.
What's your next scalp? Can you ever top that?
I don't know. I think there were too many things that worked in that story's favor, because most major stories on that emanate from the non-mainstream media that are huge, like a Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious would be a bigger scalp. Fast and Furious is a much bigger story, but it isn't sufficiently sexy. There are certain mechanisms that need to happen for a center-right story to make its to penetrate through this very thick steel wall called the mainstream media, and a very thick steel wall that protects the mainstream media called Media Matters, which is there to say any story coming from the right is illegitimate.
You consider Media Matters mainstream?
No, I said that its job is to protect the mainstream media from reporting Fast and Furious, report any stories that come from my site, stories that come from the Washington Times. They're the modern-day book burners. They want to get people kicked off of CNN. They want to get people kicked off of ABC News. They are like the totalitarians that educated them in the humanities department and you know, enforced speech codes. The free speech movement of Sproul Hall and Berkeley, it's dead as a doorknob on the college campuses. And that mindset has entered mainstream politics in our time. And Barack Obama is the first profoundly postmodern, post-structuralist, politically correct, multicultural president, and divide and conquer and suppression of alternative ideas or differing ideas is the number one means by which they're able to slowly but surely, through intimidation, turn a center-right country to the left.
What are you looking forward to for this year?
Shedding a few pounds. I've been on Atkins for about a month. I've lost about 8 pounds. I like that I get to drink red wine during this diet. Let's see, I bought a Vespa. I'm 43. I'm having a midlife crisis.
You need a motorcycle. So,
yes, now I have a Vespa.
You should get a motorcycle.
I go, wee, around LA. It's fun. And that's what I look forward to.
I have a Rebel.
Oh, really? I'm so
excited.
You need
to upgrade.
And I'm going to Coachella all 3 days. I'm very excited about that with my Vespa. So my midlife crisis is happening right
Who
now.
Who are you looking forward to seeing at Coachella?
Madness, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't seen Madness since 1982.
Fair enough.